Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Yeah, I'm a single mom, and I work during the day, and so I try to get things done when she's asleep. What I do is after I put her down to sleep, I get her to bed by like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I call my home phone using my cell, and I put the phone in her crib, and once I know she's down and out, I run out and I do errands.
People were pissed.
Oh. Well, at least the first handful were, and then people started to call up. I'm like, well, I do it. Sometimes
yeah.
I do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. In fact, we had an officer call up, say that she was coming up today to start doing the research, and we're going to try to find out where this woman lived and everything.
Had somebody from DFACS who said that she would investigate her if she knew who she was.
Well, Alice was initially talking. The best friend is Marilyn,
okay.
And Marilyn must have been listening this morning because she's on the phone now.
Okay.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, I want to thank you guys so much because, Alice told you that, like, I was so upset over this that, like, I was ready to end the friendship. But after talking to you and hearing from your listeners, she called me, and she was a mess. She was in tears.
Really?
She swore that she was never going to do that again, and she felt like she was an awful mother. And, I mean, I gave her the tough love. I was like, look, you have been an awful mother, but if you're changing your ways, then that's a good sign.
Oh, that's wow. Awesome.
Good.
Good.
Great.
Do you believe her?
I do believe her because she was so, she was like beyond upset. And there's no way she's not going to keep her word on this one. Especially, mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the whole reason that we're friends again, I'm going to be keeping my eyes out on it.
When she told you initially she was doing this, you must have been shocked. Like, my friend's not capable of being this bad, a parent.
Thought she was kidding at first. Like, that just is so incredibly irresponsible. I was furious.
Mm-hmm.
And she just seemed so casual about it. You know, like, oh, well, you know, I mean.
Yeah, we heard.
Have a phone. It's like a baby monitor. But she's, like, forever away. I mean, even 5 minutes away can be forever away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It really is like a punchline. It would be like something Jeff would say. Like, make a suggestion he would do if he was babysitting somebody.
Right.
We'd all laugh about it. Oh,
yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
Shocking.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Great.
So your friendship's back intact, and her baby is safe, and so a happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, something will go wrong.
And I want to thank you so much for that.
Well,
until
thank
the
you.
Next time she needs to go to Target, and she's going to be like, well,
no, don't say that. Don't say that. Yeah.
I told her, look, you got to go to Target during the day, and you know, bring the kid with you. That's what parents do.
Right.
And that's still spending quality time. I mean, you're still with your daughter one on one, just shopping.
Baby doesn't know. As long as she's with mom, she doesn't care.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, Marilyn. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, we could take.
Did we actually do something good?
It would appear so, and it feels like I just don't know what to do with it.
Do you feel dirty, Jeff,
I know,
when we do something good?
This isn't sitting well with me.
Jeff has to go take a shower.
So, wait a minute. Two things happened. One, a caller to our show took the advice of the listeners who were...
Yes.
Okay, so that was the first thing. And the second thing, it ended with a renewed friendship.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm. Yeah, do you need to go walk the halls?
I'm going to go see the regular guys.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on
Q100.
Hi.
I'm so glad she's changed her mind and decided not to leave her baby at home. That's crazy. Actually, my daughter was sick, and she was in daycare, so I had to stay home and work one day, and I put her down for her nap, and I was working in my office, and my husband was working in his office. We were both home upstairs. My baby got out of her crib, went downstairs to look for us, because she didn't hear us in our home offices. Mm-hmm. Went downstairs, went outside. I didn't even know she was gone.
Right.
The doorbell rang, and it was the water man, the meter man, brought her back to me. I thought I was going to have a coronary.
Yeah, you hear stories like this from time to time. And, you know, as a
I'm the most paranoid mom there is on the planet.
And at least that was a nice meter man.
I watch my kids like a hawk. I'm like, no, you can't have that. You're going to choke. No, you can't do that. You're, you know. So, I mean, it happens to the best of people. And even, I mean, what she was doing was stupid, but.
Yeah, you just can't. You can't have your eyes on your kids all the time. That's for sure.
No, you can't. But, I mean, when the waterman brought her up to the door and he was knocking on the door, I'm like, who's knocking on the door? He's going to wake up my daughter. And then I went to the door and he had my daughter in his arms and I almost fainted.
I bet you almost threw up.
I paid for his dinner. I sent him a gift certificate. I wrote a really nice letter to the water company. But you just never know. You have to be careful. Even when your children are sleeping. Of course, my husband had left the screen door open downstairs, and that's how she got out. But
all right. You don't get over that.
Yeah.
You don't get over that anytime soon.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
Michael Johnson Studio. What's up, dude?
How are you guys?
How are you, man? Now, you were just telling us, I mean, let's pretend that we've just given you some truth serum, okay? You walked in the door and I hit you with like a needle and it has truth serum in it, okay? You played a gig last night. A spontaneous gig last night, right?
Yeah, I went to my old stomping grounds, the Tin Roof Cantina, and had a little fun.
What time did you get out of there last night?
No, like 3.
You still kind of buzzed right now?
Maybe 4.
Are you still buzzed right now?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, maybe.
Okay.
Potentially.
I'm still fuming on the cab ride over here, trust me. The guy wouldn't take my credit card to like get me over here. I wasn't happy.
Why?
I don't know. You tell me.
Didn't you say, dude, American Idol, Michael Johns, right here?
He wasn't having it.
He wasn't having it. Was it a great time last night?
It was a good time. I love this town. I love coming back here and meeting up with old friends.
Yeah. At what point last night did you do your last shot?
Shot?
Yes.
Well, Jaeger's never the last shot. It's just the absolute, like, you're screwed.
Yeah. You do get to a point though where you're like, I'm so buzzed right now that stopping isn't going to do me any good.
Yeah, right.
Might as well just keep going.
It's like you're already. It's the mentality that you used to have as a kid when your curfew was 11 and you look at your watch and it's like 12:15. You're like, crap, and you're like, well, I'm going to get grounded anyway.
Right, I might as well get grounded at 2.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hungover.
Uh-huh.
And then you turn 30. Yeah. And then you're all screwed.
You'll be hurting for the next 3 days, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing in town? What's going on?
I am here for the David Foster and Friends show tonight at the Fox Theater. It's huge. It's the PBS special that ran all year. And it's a dream come true to actually play the Fox Theater and David Foster. I just can't wait.
For people who don't know who David Foster is, tell them why he's such a big deal.
David is the man responsible for everything from Chicago to Earth, Wind & Fire, to Whitney, Josh Groban, Michael Bublé. I mean, this guy, I mean, he sold over 500 million records.
Is he a producer?
Is he the songwriter? Yeah.
Songwriter, producer, everything. I mean, the guy really is just a living legend.
It's like, any number one hit, like over the last 15 years, has his either influence or his name on it, right?
Honestly, in the last like 30 years.
Yeah, this dude.
I mean, I think him and Quincy Jones are literally responsible for the last 30 years of music.
It's crazy. So how'd you end up getting hooked up with this dude?
Right when I get kicked off to Idol. you go to Access Hollywood in Allen and you do a whole thing. And then he was doing a residency on Access Hollywood last year. And he said, hey, I love your voice. Is there any way, do you know my songs, Man in Motion, like St. Elmo's Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Huge song. And then She's a Beauty by the Tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And She's a Beauty.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I know that song. He goes, well, I'm doing a Vegas special. Would you like to come and join? And it was everyone from, I mean, Celine Dion to Brian McKnight to Babyface. It was insane. And
awesome.
I somehow got invited to be there. And I was like, yes, I'll be there.
She's a Beauty was a tough one for you just to say, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
She's a Beauty.
That was a hard one.
Well, not in Atlanta.
Reuben Studdard hears you on the radio and he's like, I want some American Idol love. He's on the phone now also.
Oh, Reuben's the man. Is he serious?
Seriously, hey, just called
in. Oh, my God, Reuben's okay.
Hey, Reuben.
What up?
What up, Reuben?
What's happening, man?
So were you out with Michael last night doing shots of Jaeger at Tin Roof?
Oh, man. Nah, I was with my cousin last night.
You may be in the exact same state that Michael Johns is in right now.
Where'd you guys go?
Oh, man, it's awful.
It's awful.
I'm too old to be. Yeah. Anyway.
Reuben. Take some Tylenol.
Can we hear about your hang last night? Where'd you go out to?
Yeah, where'd you go, Reuben?
Nah, I honestly was at my cousin's house from about, 6 o'clock until about 3 o'clock this morning.
So can we all just can we put it aside and all agree that we have two former American Idolists that are still a little bit drunk on the radio right now?
Absolutely not. We cannot agree on that. I'm 100% sober right now.
Are you going to be feeling it later on today, man? Before you called up, Michael was just saying just the greatest things about you, man. He really was.
Really? What did he say?
He's here.
No, I mean, I honestly, Reuben was one of my favorite voices ever on American Idol, and getting to know him through this process of being on the tour with David Foster and come out to the Fox tonight, because he does a version of Home, Blake Shelton's Home, you know what I mean? And that's so soulful and amazing, completely Reuben Studdard. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you there, Michael John.
Where do you guys think David Foster went out until 3 a.m. last night?
I don't know. He's probably writing another $20 million record.
He is amazing. He's amazing.
So how did both of you guys get hooked up? And Reuben, how did you get hooked up with this whole thing tonight?
Oh, man, I was I met David Foster probably about 2-3 years ago, and I was doing a UNICEF event, and we performed together, and he said, well, one day we'll work together again. And a couple months ago he just called me out of the blue and was like, look, I'm going on the road, you want to come sing some of my songs? And I was like, who can turn down David Foster?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to move some people out the way.
He's
very important in the world of music. You only get, so many people that have done the type of things that he's done. So, and every night when we're with him, we always get impressed by the sheer volume of hit records that he's done. Like, some people do a lot of records, but, not a lot of people have, hits like that, and he has the hits.
Who else is performing tonight other than you two?
It's pretty cool, actually. Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay.
Peter Cetera from Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, Deborah Cox. We love her. And it's actually pretty amazing. Like, we all sit there and we watch Peter Cetera sing every night. and all those hits from Karate Kid to, like, you know, and we all do our little impersonations and stuff. I mean,
you gotta do it for them while you're in there, Michael John.
Oh, I can't, my
Come
friend.
On.
You
do
it. You gotta do it.
Tonight, it's very clear. it's amazing. I mean, we just get to we get to be surrounded by these legends and just have a great night every night on tour.
And Ruben, you know, Michael was telling us that this was his first time ever in the Fox Theater.
Oh, his first time? Yeah, he told me that as well.
How many times have you been in the Fox Theater?
I've been there a couple of times.
That's what I told Ruben. I said, dude, this is my bucket list. I'm checking off. He goes, yeah, I played there 5 nights straight. Whatever.
It's old hat for him, man.
Hey, every time we talk to Michael, he's going back to the Tin Roof for, you know, hang with friends. What do you have any must visit places other than family's house when you come back to Atlanta?
When I come to Atlanta, I got to go. It's a little bakery we go to for breakfast called the Highland Bakery. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is the best.
Have you guys been?
Oh,
yes.
It's ridiculous.
It's amazing.
My wife introduced me to that place, and I've been in love with it ever since. So we have to go.
But Ruben's now a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah?
What? Right?
You are? What?
Ruben's a vegetarian, yeah. And he said to me, Tell me, dog, like, what's your favorite fried chicken and ribs place? And I said, Fat Matt's. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he goes, oh, that just kills me, man. Like he still wants to be there, but, like, he's a vegetarian now.
Are you doing that for the rest of your life, or are you doing that just for health reasons right now?
No, I'm doing it for the rest of my life, man.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Why'd you make the decision?
Well, I've been a vegetarian for a year and a half now, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, you know, I feel for me, it's just the, you know, healthiest way to live and eat. And, you know, I've never sounded better. You know, I used to always have problems with, like mucus buildup on my vocal cords, not to, you know, get, you know, real personal or anything, but I haven't had that at all since I cut dairy and, you know, meat products out of my life. So I'm, you know,
so it's an ethical, it's not like an ethical animal thing.
Oh, no, nah, you know, no, I don't be going crazy on PETA with the, you know, with all that stuff. You know.
Do you
trust me,
it works for me.
Trust me,
I mean,
you guys come down tonight to the Fox Theater, like, he sounds better than I've ever heard him.
Why don't you sing something for us right now, Ruben?
Yeah. I'm going to bang one out right now.
Oh, man, I don't think this is the appropriate time right now.
All right, dude. Thanks for taking the time to call in, man. We appreciate it.
No doubt, man. Thank you guys for having me. Y'all come down to the Fox tonight, please.
All right. Go get some rest, man. Go get some rest.
All right.
He's not going to admit it, but he does sound like he's in the same state you are right now.
Hey, I'm okay.
What time does everything start tonight?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
Very cool. It's good having you in studio, man.
Thanks, mate.
Congratulations on your first performance at the Fox.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Do you need some cash for the cab?
From you, yes.
Okay.
You owe me, Jeff.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, I've got some audio that's been left over for like the last 3 or 4 days. Some of this stuff I have to run after 8:30, so I'm glad the timing on it is happening right now. This is a TV anchor up in New York City who was trying to say top cop.
Uh-oh.
As in police officer.
No.
During the 6 o'clock news in New York City.
Lucy, thank you. Tonight, New York City's former top cop, Bernard Carrick, ordered to make an unexpected trip to jail.
Whoops.
A little too many.
I think he had to make a formal apology to that officer later.
Well, no, because that officer's like, well, thank you very much.
Right.
Lucy, thank you. Tonight, New York City's former top cop, Bernard Carrick, ordered to make an unexpected trip to jail.
You know, he could have liked both honors, you know.
Sure, yeah. If I'm the dude, I'm like, yeah. Did you hear refer to me last night on the news?
Yes.
These come from, I haven't listened to these yet, so I don't know if they're really good or suck, but one website has these as some of the most bizarre online dating videos of all time. So these would be video profiles that you put up online.
Okay.
And the first one.
Oh, Lord.
Melissa, you may know more about this than I do.
Uh-oh.
Comes from UTARU. Is that some kind of sci-fi handle?
I don't know.
UTARU?
Not that I know of, but is it a geeky profile?
I think it's
profile?
A geeky one. I think we got geeky profile ahead.
Okay.
Well, I want people to know about me is I'm sort of a wild and crazy guy, really spontaneous, really strange. I mean, but at the same time, I'm also sort of normal, down to earth. I mean, I live at home with my parents, although that shouldn't be a distraction against people. I really care about things and the people that I know about. I'm very friendly. I'm very outgoing if you get to know me. And, I mean, I also find myself a little bit shy, and that's why I'm sort of doing this. But I guess my biggest turn-on would be a great conversationalist, someone who I'm able to talk with, I'm intrigued with, has a nice voice, and has great eyes, of course. And, I mean, even through glasses, and I'm able to, like, just chat away without any realizing what the time is. Nope, no tattoos, no earrings, none of that sort of stuff. I'd rather have the pure naturalness as opposed to, say, putting some weird stuff on me, except for my glasses. But then again, I sort of need them to see, and I think they're really cool.
Okay, it's not awful.
Well, if that is real to all geeks everywhere, seriously, I mean, that, you know, what a stereotype. Were there tape in his glasses when he was talking?
I'm just looking for somebody to have fun with. That's it. I'm not into having a long-term relationship, and I don't want to get married again ever. My idea of heaven would be to go out with as many hot guys as possible.
Oh, no.
I want to do voiceovers.
Oh, God.
I've been on the radio quite a bit, but I want to do it, like, as a part-time thing. Not to make money, but because I love hearing myself on the radio. If romance was like food, I'm a glutton because I am always hungry, and I'm hungry right now. I love to eat. You should date me because I'm not boring, I'm wild and crazy, and there's a possibility that we could have sex if you played the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, my God.
Should hook her up with the dude with the glasses.
Oh, my God.
Should I go on those, or are those kind of lame?
Well, it made me think of something, though. Is there, like, does everybody have a song that if somebody played it, like...
Your aphrodisiac song?
Yeah, your seduction song.
404-741-Q100. It would say a lot about you, like... If a girl told me if you put that Nine Inch Nails song on and we're going to get it, it's going to be a wild night.
You're going to have claw marks in your back.
Yeah, that's going to be a painful night. It's probably going to be some wax. I'm walking out of that place with burn marks.
Mine is It's a Small World.
Oh, God.
It's appropriate. This is Jeremiah.
That wants to have fun, likes to go out, and just basically have fun with. I would have to say my favorite motto is... Have fun, stay young, drink Pepsi. Because you can only have so much fun, And why not stay young mentally and enjoy life for what it truly is? My dream vacation would be going to Jamaica, sipping a margarita on the beach, staring into the sun as the music in the background plays something really good. I like to drink lots of alcohol, answer dating questions, and not know what I'm saying until I look on the internet and say, "No, Jeremiah, what did you do? No." And then I just laugh at it all and move on to the next.
Wow. Too much Pepsi.
Seriously. Staying young.
He'd have lost where he was. He's like, "Wait, what's my name again?"
Ronald looking for himself a nice girl also.
What I'm looking for.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Beautiful. Any person who wants to go out with me.
Sling Blade, man.
Sling Blade, yeah.
Well, that's what you want to know. Well, I can't date a woman that walk out on you 5 minutes. Then they tell you they want a dollar or two to get them a drink and walk out the door and not come back.
The thing I value most in women is?
Most valuable, most women. Well, passion, loving, caring. I'm not a sit-at-home guy, so I like to get out and do things. So if that's what y'all want to do, let's hop on and ride and let's go.
I am fairly certain that is a Bulldogs fan right there.
I thought it was an actual bulldog who could just talk.
Freaky songs?
Yes. Seduction songs.
Seduction like songs?
If somebody put this song on, you would not resist.
Then after we take these calls, I've got one more thing to play for you. It's Barry White was cutting a commercial and couldn't get it right, and he got so frustrated he just started cussing his way through the whole commercial. But to hear him cuss in that Barry White voice... is still sexy.
It's hilarious. Yeah, Barry White has. that's a seduction song for a lot of people.
Hey,
a lot of babies made.
Hey, Van.
Barry.
Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Okay. Good. What is your seductive song?
Oh my God, Justify My Love is an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
yeah.
A good Madonna. Good one.
Dude, yeah. When she was cool. Now she's just freaky.
Yeah, I can feel the sexiness in that one. That's good. Thank you.
Hey, okay, go Gators.
Go Gators.
How dare you?
What the hell?
I like her.
Really?
I like her.
You?
Yeah, Wendy Seduction song is the Gators fight song.
Exactly. Isn't it everybody's?
Hey, Whitney, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My song would be Birthday Sex. It doesn't even have to be your birthday to get it onto that
That's
song.
That's funny.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling all sexy to it.
Yeah.
Sexual healing, Becca was going to say also.
Sexual healing.
All right, this is Barry White. Well, I don't think he's not with us anymore, is he?
I don't know.
Barry
White passed away?
I don't know.
He did pass away.
He did.
Oh my God, there's an Australian ghost in here.
Michael Johns just stepped in the studio. Come on, grab a mic, dude.
How you doing, Atlanta?
Good.
Good
school?
Morning.
Good morning.
How's school? It was okay.
This is a recording from Barry White, who I think was doing either a PSA or a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all had these days where we're in like a production studio and we're in a rush to get out of here and you just start messing up your lines. I'm guilty of it, I know. I just start cursing and turn into a little bitch, right?
Oh, wow.
Barry White had his little bitch day.
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th for the first thing. I'm cutting a spot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. As the Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournament. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. welcoming celebrities, a reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday.
It's just not fair.
This these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday, and a championship semi-finals of this man. I'm going to lay cut this off. All right, this, I'm going to pick it up to... Concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's
God,
why
we have all done
there.
This.
Totally.
So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White at Paul Quinn College in Court Cordially.
He's got 10 seconds.
Cordially
left.
Invite your ass to come on down.
He's done.
Hi, this is Barry White at Paul Quinn College. Cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday. Ain't this a bitch?
Anybody who writes copy and it's bad copy, yes. That's what happens in the studio.
Shoot, I've had great copy and I just can't get through it. I've blamed it on the people that have written the copy.
That's great.
All right, we come back. Michael Johns, we've given him an open invitation. We said, look, when you're in Atlanta, just stop by whenever you want. So we did. Michael Johns in studio next, Q100.
This these words up, man. I mean, he got words that he don't even need.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Right, intern Michelle here.
I am your doctor. I make house calls. I deliver in the middle of the night.
This is her at mic music. Poor little thing.
Little
shock treatment this week trying to get into her Halloween costume.
Well, I had the idea for Halloween to be, I wanted to be Pocahontas and I wanted my boyfriend to be John Smith because cute. I'm ethnic and he's a country white boy. So I figured it'd be like, it'd go, you know, hand in hand. So, of course, I'm a procrastinator and I wait till the last minute to go costume shopping. And I went to a costume store and I found this cutest Pocahontas costume. And it's a small, and you know, I think you, as we've discussed before, that and on Halloween you want to be sexy, so a little small. Like if it's a little small,
so okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it's fine.
You're gonna err on the side of too small.
Yeah, not too small, too just small enough.
Okay.
Okay. So on the package it says small 4 to 6, and I'm a size 6. So I go into the fitting room and I try it on. And I can't get it over my butt. And I, so I'm pulling it up. My thighs, like, it's not going up. And it's just like one of those moments where you're just like, please fit. You're just doing everything you can. So I leave the costume store and I'm just contemplating, you know, what am I going to do? I've gone literally to like 10 costume stores. And this is the only place that had a really cute Pocahontas type costume.
So I go back to the costume store because I'm thinking to myself, well, if I try putting it on a different way, maybe it will fit. So
you go,
I
go, like, over your
so
head.
So why did you just not accept it?
That's awesome. I love it.
So I go back to the same one, get the same size because it's only small, and I try putting it over my head, but it still won't fit over my butt.
Aww. There was no medium,
There's no medium or nothing. So it's just one of those things that I got it on, but it just won't go. And so, of course, it's one of those things where you get a little bit depressed because as a female, you're like, okay, I'm a size six. So this says six, so it should fit me. Period. There's no, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And butts. But it won't fit over my butt. So it's a problem. So now I'm just in a dilemma because I really want to find a costume that's cute. But it has my boyfriend and I, we have to compliment each other. It can't be something where I go solo.
What a cute idea, though, for the Pocahontas.
Sweet. This has sort of been a reoccurring theme here with Michelle over the last couple. She's struggling with 30 right now.
Yeah, 6 months till I turn 30. And I think it's there are obviously a lot of different changes you go through because you're leaving your 20s and tons of things going on in your mind. But then the biggest one I think that probably affects you is when your metabolism just slows down again, because you go through that phase, like maybe in your early 20s or, you know, where it slows down. And now I feel like my metabolism is slowing down, but my eating habits are increasing. So
you
it's
mean
just,
you're hungrier or you're paying more
I
attention?
I feel like I'm always hungry, but I just don't feel like no matter how hard I work out and I eat pretty clean and stuff, but everything I can eat clean all week. But if I eat that one thing, I feel like it just shows up on me,
pay
or I feel
it.
Yeah, or my jeans fit a little bit tighter. Or,
well, is the one thing that Hardee's burger that drops out of the sky in that TV commercial that weighs about 2 pounds?
No, I don't like Hardee's. It's more like grits and bacon in the morning.
Isn't that worth it, though?
It is, but I think you know, it's just like I said, it's that thing. And of course, you put your clothes on and everything, but when you're preparing for Halloween, and you want to fit in that costume and you don't, and it's almost like that in between size, because even some costumes I've tried on, I'm a medium, they may be a little bit big, but it's just that small. You just want to be able to fit into that small costume, and it's kind of depressing and discouraging when you're not able to do so.
That sucks. So what are you going to do now? Are you still searching for...
I'm still on the hunt for the costume. I found a couple little ideas I have. But like I said, I have to be a partner with my boyfriend.
If you found an eight that fit, would you wear it? Or would you...
I don't... Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said, as women...
too traumatic?
Yeah. I think we kind of do take that... Since, you know, we were very sensitive in that subject of... But, you know, I think also with brands and different types of clothing, sometimes you fit in a four in some brands and then you go to a different brand because the cut's different. You don't fit in it. But yeah,
and sometimes
it
changes throughout the same store. Like there's a couple of stores in town like where you have to try stuff on because sometimes a two would fit you and then the next time it's a 10.
Exactly.
But you always blame it on the clothes. Like you never blame it on you. It's like this clothing size is wrong. It's not a four.
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think about that costume. I think it's an extra small, not a small.
Stupid designer.
Advice coming in saying that Party City has some Pocahontas costumes that you might want
to
try.
I have to check that
out. And they have big ones too.
Jeff.
No, come on now. I mean, it's coming from, I mean.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Hater.
Hater.
Also, they say Little 5 Points. Have you tried there yet? Great costumes.
Why don't you mix it up and wear it really tight around the butt and go as Pocahontas ass?
Well, I was thinking about cutting slits, buying it, and maybe cutting slits on the side so I can alter it. Maybe put some little suede ties or something. But I don't know if I have enough time to like do all the alterations.
There's some of that expandable belt stuff that old men have in their pants.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.